Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage. Okay, I think I lost you for a second. Hi, this is CJ Savage, and today we're going to talk about the key to living the law of attraction. While I have tried to teach this to you for years, I found one of the simplest little guides that was written by Jack Canfield and D.D. Watkins, which is very simple and easy to understand and follow. I'm going to read this to you, interpret it, and instruct you on what to do. The law of attraction is one of the main laws of attraction, one of the 12 main laws, the universal laws. The law of attraction simply states that the universal law demonstrates how we create the things, events, and people that come into our lives. Our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions produce energies, which in turn attract like energies. Whether these energies are good or bad, right or wrong, positive or negative, with every thought and every feeling that you have, you actually create energy. And this energy, these thoughts and feelings that you have, goes out and penetrates and permeates all of space. So, you have that choice, whether you're going to create good energy or negative energy. But it goes out and penetrates and permeates all of space that's out there for, we know, at least 250,000 miles out into the universe. So, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to actually read some things to you, but this is all on the universal law called the law of attraction. And these laws are real. They work all the time for everyone, every moment. You are creating in your life, whether you think you are or not. It doesn't differentiate. It's simply the law of attraction simply is working for you all the time based on what you think and feel. So, you can find, if you want to find more information on myself and what I do, you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.com. That is www.thehypnosisqueen.com. You can go there and you can find some information. You can also find a free hypnosis download on there, on that site, which is for how to achieve perfect and radiant health with hypnosis. You can join me on YouTube and follow me on Facebook. You will find me under CJ Savage or Cheryl J. Savage, C-H-E-R-Y-L-J-S-A-V-A-G-E, Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis on Facebook. Or you can find me on Twitter, hypnosis_queen. Okay, we're going to jump right into this today. Also, if you're interested in ordering any of my CDs, you can go to cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage. That's www.cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage. Okay, this is recorded, so if I go too fast, you can always go back and listen to it again. Okay, the law of attraction. Understanding the law of attraction is the key to creating the life of your dreams. The law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe, just like gravity. It is always in effect, always in motion. It is working in your life at this very moment. Simply put, The law of attraction says that you will attract into your life whatever you focus on. Whatever you give your energy and attention to will come back to you. So if you stay focused on the good and positive things in your life, you will automatically attract good and positive things into your life. If you're focused upon lack and negativity, then that is exactly what you're going to be attracted with, what you're going to be focused on, and that's what you will attract into your life. Dr. Robert Schuller said, "You are what you think about all day long. You are always in a state of creation. You always have been. You are creating your reality in every moment of every day. You are creating your future with every single thought, either consciously or subconsciously. You can't take a break from it and decide not to create because creation never stops. The law of creation never stops working." So understanding just how this law operates is a fundamental key to your success. If you want to change your life and empower yourself to create an amazing future, then you need to understand your role in the law of attraction. Rampa said, "To let life happen to you is irresponsible. To create your day is your divine right." So Jack Canfield and Dee Dee Watkins says, here's how it works. Like attracts like. When you are feeling excited, enthusiastic, passionate, happy, joyful, appreciative, or abundant, then you are sending out positive energy. On the other hand, if you're feeling bored, anxious, stressed out, angry, resentful, or sad, you're sending out negative energy. The universe, through the law of attraction, will respond enthusiastically to both of these vibrations. It doesn't decide which one is better for you. It just responds to whatever energy you are creating, and it gives you more of the same. You get back exactly what you put out there. Whatever you are thinking and feeling at any given time is basically your request to the universe for more of the same. Because your energy vibrations will attract energy back to you of the same frequencies, you need to make sure that you are continually sending out energy, thoughts and feelings that resonate with what you want to be, do, and experience. Your energy frequencies need to be in tune with what you want to attract into your life. If love and joy are what you want to attract, then the vibrational frequencies of love and joy are what you want to create. Think of it this way. It's a lot like transmitting and receiving radio waves. Your frequency has to match the frequency of what you want to receive. You can't tune your radio to 98.7 on your FM dial and expect to get a station broadcasting on 103.3. It just won't happen. Your energy has to synchronize with or match the energy frequency of the sender. So you have to keep your vibration tuned to a positive frequency in order to attract positive energy back to you. Another good example is that of a tuning fork. When you strike a tuning fork, you activate it to send out a particular sound or frequency. Now, in a room filled with tuning forks, only those that are tuned to the exact same frequency will begin to vibrate in response. That will automatically connect and respond to the frequency that matches their own. So the idea here is to tune yourself to resonate at a frequency that is in harmony with what you want to attract. In order to create a positive future, you need to keep your energy, your thoughts, and your feelings in a positive range. You can learn to manage your thoughts and emotions and maintain a vibrational match for what you want to attract by learning to respond instead of just reacting to situations in your life. One of the points I have made over the past years is if you practice meditation, whether it's self-meditation or if you're practicing meditation that is guided by, like my hypnosis, which you're guided by a CD, my voice, to do meditation, when you do that, you become in control of your own thoughts and feelings. You gain more control over your own self. Meditation is really powerful. There's a lot of benefits to it. By simply meditating, you learn to control yourself. You learn to control your emotions. You learn to control your thoughts and your feelings. And when you do this, you learn to respond to life instead of just reacting to life. So you have to learn to manage your thoughts. And I've said 1,000 times, one of the most important things you can do for yourself in this world, in your life, is to get control of your mind. And when you get control of your mind, you can learn to manage your mind. When you manage your mind, you manage your life. You can learn to manage your thoughts. As Jack Canfield says, you can learn to manage your thoughts and emotions and maintain a vibrational match for what you want to attract by learning to respond instead of reacting to the situations in your life. Most of us just go through life reacting automatically and unconsciously to the things and events that take place around us. Isn't it true that most people respond to life by emotions? Most people's lives evolve around their own emotions. Okay, I don't want to get off track here too much, but that's why we go into war, people get a divorce, while they get married, while they fall in love, while they fall out of love. Most of us just go through life reacting automatically and unconsciously to the things and events that take place around us. Perhaps you're having a rough day. You've gotten a flat tire, or maybe someone's just treated you unfairly. Say that you react in a negative way to these situations with your thoughts and your emotions. You become angry and frustrated or upset. In this case, you are unconsciously reacting to the situation instead of consciously responding to it, and your negatively charged thoughts and emotions are automatically placed in an order with the universe for more of the same negative experiences. In order to create a more positive outcome, you must learn to consciously respond in a different, more positive way. Tony Robbins said, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. And that is really very true. The good news is that once you understand the law of attraction and how it works, you can begin to consciously and intentionally create a better life. You can choose to respond differently to situations that arise during your day. You can choose to think differently. You can choose to focus and think about the things that you want more of in your life. You can choose to experience more of the things that make you feel good. You can choose to deliberately participate in the creation of your future by managing your thoughts and your feelings. Robert Kiyosaki said, your future is created by what you do today, not tomorrow. And that is true. Most people focus on what they don't want instead of what they do want. And that's why they get more of what they don't want. So if you expect miracles, then you will get them. Expect miracles. The law of attraction allows for infinite possibilities, infinite abundance, and infinite joy. It knows no order of difficulty, and it can change your life in every way. In order to really understand how the law of attraction works in your life, we need to look at a few things. Let's start at the beginning. The universe, Marcus Antonius says, the universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Okay, let's start in the beginning. First, you must understand that you are energy. Pure and simple, you are made up of the same stuff as the sun and the moon, the stars. You are a walking, talking bundle of intelligent energy in the form of a human body. You are made up of cells, which are made up of atoms, which are made up of subatomical particles. And what are subatomical particles? Energy. Everything is energy. All matter is energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It is cause and effect of itself. It is evenly present in all places at all times. Energy is in constant motion and never rests. It is forever moving from one form to another. Energy follows thought. Deepak Chopra said, there are no extra pieces in the universe. Everyone is here because he or she has a place to fill, and every piece must fit itself into the big jigsaw puzzle. You are connected. You are connected to everything and everyone. You are a completely unique piece of a much greater whole, an integral part of the cosmos. You are a ball of energy in a much larger field, a much larger energy field. You are a part of a much greater power. You are a part of God. You are a part of whatever you want to call it, God, the universe, energy, source energy. The wisdom of the entire universe is yours for the asking. Think of the internet. You can't see it or touch it, but you know that it's there. It's real. It is an invisible energy connection that links us all to each other. You are connected to everyone and everything in much the same way. Have you ever found that with people you are close to, you can sometimes finish a sentence for them? Or that you both say the same exact thing at the same time? Well, this is not a coincidence. It's a connection. This is a perfect example of how connected we really are to those around us. We've all had the experience of starting to think about someone, perhaps someone we haven't even seen or spoken to, maybe in years. And then several minutes later, the phone rings. And it is them on the other end of the line. "Oh, I was just thinking about you," we exclaim in wonder. We were actually picking up on their intention to call us before they had even acted upon it. Our thoughts travel through time and space at an amazing speed. Through your connection, you are able to pick up on the energy of their thoughts and intentions before they even dial the number. Or perhaps it was your thinking about them that stimulated them to call you. You are a magnet. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with Esther and Jerry Hicks, but they have some really good material out there that is well worth the while to listen to. Esther and Jerry Hicks says, because of the law of attraction, each of you is like a powerful magnet, attracting more of the way that you feel at any point in time. You are a magnet. You are a living magnet. You know, you can think good positive thoughts, or you can think and feel negative thoughts. And if you do that, then you know what I say, then you become a big crap magnet. You literally attract the things, the people, the ideas, and the circumstances to you that vibrate and resonate at the same energy frequency as yours. Your energy field changes constantly based on your thoughts and feelings, and the universe acts like a mirror, sending back a reflection of the energy that you are projecting. The stronger and more intense your thoughts and emotions are, the greater the magnetic pull becomes. Now, this is not a process that requires any real effort. A magnet doesn't try to attract anything, it just simply does. And so do you. You are always in the process of attracting something in your life. So make it good. Do you realize that your life at that very moment is the result of everything that you have ever thought, done, believed, or even felt right up until this point? You can start right now to consciously and deliberately attract whatever you desire in this lifetime. Through the law of attraction, you can attract people, resources, money, ideas, strategies, and circumstances, literally everything you need to create the future of your dreams. I'm going through this manual of Jack Canfield's today because it's a very simple and easy to understand and easy to follow. And while it may be for the beginner, it's also for the more advanced in those who want to learn more about mind power. But starting next week, I'm also going to teach you and give you exercises on how to connect to this higher power, how to raise up your vibrational frequency and literally become a co-creator or a manifester in creating what it is that you really, really want. I'm going to teach you and show you the magic in doing this. Okay, so I'm going to go through this simple guide each week. At the same time, I'm also going to do some exercises. Next week, I'm going to teach you how to connect to the key, give you the key to the power in connecting and manifesting. Buddha says, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. And that is so very true. You are powerful. You are far more powerful than you realize. You are creating everything in your life. Good or bad, you are creating it. Once you fully acknowledge this and take responsibility for it, you can do anything that you set your mind to. You are the author of your own life, and you can choose to take it in any direction that you wish. You have the ability to change your life. You have the ability to create your desired future. You have unlimited potential. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen." Joyce Meyer says, "If you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your mind. You have to start by changing the thoughts that you think. Who you are. Thoughts are things." You know, I have said that thousands of times to people. Thoughts are things. Your thoughts are not just wispy little clouds drifting through your head. Your thoughts are things. They are actually measurable units of energy. Thoughts are biochemical electrical impulses. They are waves of energy that, as far as we can tell, penetrate all time and space. Sigmund Freud said, "Thought is action in rehearsal." That is true. Sigmund Freud said, "Thought is action in rehearsal." Your thoughts are powerful. They are real. They are measurable. They are energy. Every single thought you have is a statement of your desires to the universe. Every single thought you have generates a psychological change in your body. You are a product of all the thoughts that you have thought, feelings you have felt, and actions you have taken up until now. And the thoughts that you think today, feelings you feel today, and actions you take today will determine your experiences tomorrow. So it is imperative that you learn to think and behave in a positive way that is in alignment with what you ultimately want to be, do, and experience in life. Does that make any sense to you? Florence Shin said, "The game of life is the game of boomerangs. Our thoughts, deeds, and words return to us sooner or later with astounding accuracy." Thoughts affect your body. We know from polygraph or lie detector tests that your body reacts to your thoughts. That's exactly right. Your thoughts and feelings affect every single cell in your body. Good or bad depends on what kind of energy you are producing. But I am a master healer when it comes to helping people to heal their bodies of illnesses, sicknesses, depression, vices, or whatever it is. But your thoughts affect every cell of your being, because your superconscious mind, or your subconscious, whatever you want to call it, is the spiritual part of you, which is in every single cell of your entire physical being, which is your body. That spiritual part of you is your mind. It is in every cell of your body, and in every cell of your body has its own intelligence. It's like having billions of little army there that is at your beck and call, is at your command. You think you feel sick? They respond, "We feel sick." You think yourself well? You can think yourself well. You can think yourself sick. You can think yourself dead. And older people do that. But thoughts affect your body. Let's get back on track with the manual. We know from polygraph or lie detector tests that your body reacts to your thoughts. They change your temperature, your heart rate, your blood pressure, breathing rate, muscle tension, how much your hands may sweat. Let's say you're hooked up to a lie detector and ask the question like, "Did you take the money?" Well, if you did take the money and you lie about it, your hands may sweat or get colder. Your heart may beat faster. Your blood pressure will go up. Your breathing will get faster, maybe more shallow, and your muscles will tighten. These kinds of physiological reactions occur not only when you're lying, but in reaction to every thought that you have. every single cell in your body is affected by every single thought that you have. I admit, thoughts influence the body, said Albert Einstein. Albert said, I admit, thoughts influence the body, and that is a fact. So you see the importance of learning to think as positively as possible. Negative thoughts are toxic, and they affect your body in a negative way. They weaken you, make you perspire, create muscular tension, and even create a more acidic environment within your body. They increase the likelihood of cancer. Cancer cells thrive in an acidic environment and other disease. They also send out a negative energy vibration and attract more experiences of the same vibration. Positive thoughts, on the other hand, will affect your body in a positive way. They will make you feel more relaxed, more centered, and alert. They stimulate the release of endorphins in your brain, reducing pain and increasing pleasure. In addition to this, your positive thoughts send out a positive energy vibration that will attract more positive experiences back into your life. Michael Beckwith, which he's another one I really admire, he said it has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought. Your conscious and subconscious mind. Your conscious mind, realize, that is your physical consciousness, and your subconscious mind, which is really kind of a term that's not used so much anymore, but the subconscious mind is also now known as the higher consciousness, your superconscious mind, your higher self. And some people still use that term, subconscious mind, but it is a kind of an old-fashioned, outdated term. Because subconscious means something down under. It's the consciousness down under that physical conscious, which is no longer true. Most of us are fairly aware of our conscious thoughts, but it is important to become aware of our superconscious thoughts as well. Our superconscious mind is pretty much running the show. And since most of us have had constant negative tape playing in our heads, we're continually sending out negative messages. You must learn to reprogram your superconscious mind and transform your negative internal thoughts into healthy, positive ones. By looking closely at your beliefs and self-image, you can work on eliminating any limiting or negative ideas. This negative self-talk is like a type of static or interference on a phone call, and it will interfere with, distort, and even block the frequencies of your positive intentions. If not removed, it will reduce your ability to create and manifest the future that you desire. Tina Turner said, sometimes you've got to let everything go. Purge yourself. If you are unhappy with anything, whatever is bringing you down, get rid of it. Because you'll find that when you're free, your true creativity, your true self comes out. If anyone should know better, that would be Tina Turner. Unfortunately, many of us have a fairly stubborn tendency to hold on to our old negative thoughts and self-images. It's our comfort zone. We've become accustomed to our familiar concepts of reality, and we tend to get stuck in our superconscious beliefs of inadequacy, fear, and doubt. Most of these limiting thoughts and feelings stem from past incidents, beliefs, and experiences that we've internalized over the years and turned into our personal truths. These negative concepts can sabotage us and keep us from realizing our fullest growth and potential unless we make a conscious decision to address them, release them, and let them go. Think about trying to drive a car with the parking brake on. No matter how much you try to accelerate, the parking brake will keep you slowing you down. But as soon as you release it, you will automatically and effortlessly go faster. Your limiting thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are like a type of psychological parking brake. They will drag you down and slow you down unless you make a committed effort to let them go and replace them with more positive thoughts and beliefs. You must be willing to release your negative mental programming and step out of your comfort zone in order to make room for a positive, healthy, self-image and belief system. This will shift your energy vibration and allow you to more easily and effectively attract the positive energy and experiences that you desire in your life. Beliefs are just habitual thoughts, and they can be changed through affirmations, positive self-talk, behavioral changes, and visualization techniques. These are all extremely effective tools in releasing these old negative thought patterns, and we will address each one of these powerful techniques in the chapters to come. And then also next week, I'm going to give you some exercises in how to speed this all up. If you find that your negative programming is so deeply rooted that you are experiencing great difficulty in letting go, then you may want to try another approach. I've discovered three very powerful releasing techniques. They are extremely effective in the release of negative thought patterns, beliefs, and emotions. And they are, one of them is by Sedona. And that the Sedona Method, you can go to sedonamethod.com. I have gone through their programs. I've used their material. They have excellent stuff out there. Also, the work of Byron Katie. Just go to thework.com. And also, if you have ever tried what's called EFTs, it's called Emotional Freedom Technique. It's all about tapping, which is like a form of physical acupuncture, where you do the physical tapping, self-acupuncture within yourself. Anyway, you can find the Emotional Freedom Technique under www.emofree, that's emofree.com. It's very effective. Each of these websites contains information on books, audio courses, and seminars that will help you learn how to quickly and powerfully release your negative mental programming and then return to a place of pure awareness. Napoleon Hill said, "What the mind of man can conceive and believe, the mind of man can achieve." I've always said, whatever the mind can believe and conceive, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve no matter what. The mind is where all your power lies within you. Your conscious mind, the conscious mind is the physical mind. The conscious mind is the part of you that thinks and reasons. It's the part of your mind that you use to make everyday decisions. Your free will lies here. And with your conscious mind, you can decide just what you want to create in your life. The conscious mind is your physical mind. It's your physical thoughts. It's like when you wake up in the day, you decide what you're going to wear, where you're going to go, what you're going to eat, what you're going to do. Does that make sense? But at the same time, in that physical mind, most people have this chatter going on, and it's this constant reminding of something someone said, did, or something that happened, with all this negative stuff that just flows into the mind all the time. Some people have a greater problem with that than other people, but the average person, most people, do have a problem with all the negative chatter going on in their mind, and they don't know how to get rid of it. And I try to teach people how to get rid of it. I'm pretty successful at it. But your conscious mind is the physical mind that is the part of you that thinks and reasons. With this part of your mind, you can accept or reject any idea. No person or circumstance can force you into thinking consciously about thoughts or ideas you do not choose. The thoughts you do choose, of course, will eventually determine the course of your life. With practice and a little bit of discipline effort, you can learn to direct your thoughts to only those that will support the manifestation of your chosen dreams and goals. Your conscious mind is powerful, but it is the more limited part of your mind. I've talked about this so many times. If you learn to master your mind or master your thoughts, when you master your mind, you can learn to control the thoughts that you think. And when you learn to control the thoughts that you think, you can stop all the negative chatter, stop all the negative thinking. You are in complete control of thinking only the thoughts that you choose to think about. So the things that are negative, you do not entertain those negative thoughts. Okay, get back on track again. The conscious mind has limited processing capacity, short-term memory about 20 seconds, the ability to manage 1 to 3 events at a time, impulses that travel at 120 to 140 miles per hour. Now that sounds like that's pretty good speed, 120 to 140 miles an hour for your impulses that travel through your brain. However, that is like a flow of electricity. So is it really that fast? Not compared to your superconscious mind, no. Impulses that travel on your physical mind, your conscious mind, travels impulses that travel 120 to 140 miles per hour with the ability to process an average of 2,000 bits of information per second. Your subconscious mind, once known as, also now known as the superconscious mind, is actually much more spectacular. It is frequently referred to as your spiritual mind or your universal mind, and it knows no limits except for those that you consciously choose. Your self-image and your habits live in your superconscious mind. It functions in every single cell of your body. It is the part of your mind that is connected to your higher self at a much greater level than your conscious mind. It is your connection to, and I'm going to say God because I refer to it as God, and Jack Canfield referred to it as God. You may want to call it your connection to source or source energy and the universe's infinite intelligence. It doesn't matter what you call it, it's all the same. God, source energy, the universal infinite intelligence, God's energy, the universe's energy, it's all one and the same. It's a higher power. There is only one higher power in this universe, and it travels into and through everything in this world, if not in the entire universe. Your superconscious mind is habitual and timeless, and it works in the present tense only. It stores your past learning experiences and memories, and it monitors all of your bodily operations, motor functions, heart rate, digestion, and everything else. Your superconscious mind thinks literally, and it will accept every thought that your conscious mind chooses to think. It has no ability to reject concepts or ideas. Now, what that means is that you can choose to use your conscious mind to deliberately reprogram our superconscious beliefs. And the superconscious mind has to accept the new ideas and beliefs. It can't reject them. See, your physical mind has what I call the gatekeeper. It has a critical factor. It is like the gatekeeper. But the superconscious mind does not have a critical factor, and therefore it is open to every suggestion, just like Canfield says. It can't reject them. Your superconscious mind will accept any idea or belief the conscious mind, the physical mind, puts in there. Does that make sense? We can actually make a conscious decision to change the content of our superconscious mind. The superconscious mind has expanded processing capacity. It has long-term memory of past experiences, attitudes, values, and beliefs. The superconscious mind has the ability to manage thousands of events at a time. It has impulses that travel at over 100,000 miles per hour. The superconscious mind has the ability to process an average of 4 million bits of information per second. Now that's a lot, and the impulses there that travel over 100,000 miles per hour is at a much greater speed, much faster than your conscious mind. And I know this is true, and the superconscious mind does hold long-term memory because I can hypnotize a person and take them back, which, by the way, past life regression is one of my fortes. And I can take a person back to a certain date at a certain time and ask them to describe to me what it is that they're wearing and what they're doing at that time. And while they may have no idea in their conscious mind before they're hypnotized. When they are hypnotized, they can describe exactly what they're doing, what they're wearing. And I have the proof of that by simply taking a family album and going back to that day and time. And so there's proof in the pudding. So I had to do that so people, I know that people were telling the truth. I can take people back into past lives. Maybe it's a problem that they have in this lifetime, and if they go back to where the problem initiated, and often I find them in another lifetime, in another body, maybe in another country. But it's always very effective, and it is the fastest way, which I call just a super short path to the remedy in counseling. Okay, move on. Get off track again. As you can see, the superconscious mind is far more powerful than the conscious mind. Think of your mind as an iceberg. The part of the iceberg you see, the part above the water, is your conscious mind. It represents only about, Jack Canfield says a sixth, but I have a lot of documentation that says one-tenth of your actual mental capacity. And the part below the water, the other five-sixths or nine-tenths, is your superconscious mind. When we operate primarily from the conscious mind, which we typically do, we're only using a fraction of our true potential. That's why they say the average person uses less than 10% of their mind power. It doesn't mean they're dumb and stupid. They're just simply not using their full potential. They're not functioning at their full potential. The conscious mind is a much slower and more cumbersome vehicle than the superconscious mind. So the goal here is to learn to tap into that vast power of our superconscious mind in order to use it at our advantage. We must create a room in each day. You just have to take and create the room in each day to check in with our superconscious spiritual mind. Daily time spent quietly without any external distractions will strengthen our connection to who we really are. We can connect with our superconscious mind through the use of several techniques. They include affirmations, visualization, prayer, contemplation, meditation, gratitude, and appreciation, and the use of positive focus techniques. Visualization, meditation, prayer. Meditation, really, whether it's guided meditation or just simply self-taught meditation, is probably the most powerful way to really reach that superconscious mind, to tap into that vast power, to connect to that universal's power, the universal infinite intelligence. I suggest meditation. It's the most powerful, and I've tried them all. Our superconscious mind can take us where we want to go and help us to reach our goals in life much faster and more easily than our conscious mind ever could. So by connecting with and utilizing the amazing speed, power, and agility of our superconscious mind, we can begin to use the law of attraction in a deliberate way to more effectively attract and create the results that we desire. Within you right now, Dr. Maxwell Maltz says, within you right now is the power to do things you never dreamed possible. This power becomes available to you just as soon as you can change your beliefs. Okay, we're running out of time. I think I can go through one little bit more time. I'm going to get through this as far as I can. Your emotions are really the key, and I'm going to get into that next Saturday on how you train and control your emotions. Your emotions are a critical component in the application of the law of attraction. Learn to listen to them. You need to learn to control them, feel them. Learn to listen to them. They are an important internal feedback system that tells you of your body's visceral response to the vibrational state you are creating. You are creating this vibrational frequency with whatever you are giving your attention to, the thoughts you are thinking, the beliefs you are contemplating, the television show you are watching, the music you are listening to, the book you are reading, and with whatever activity that you are engaged in. Your feelings are part of your internal guidance system. When you're feeling joy and a sense of expansion, it simply means you are on course, the things you are focusing on, the thoughts you are thinking or creating, the ideas you are entertaining, and the activities you are engaged in are actively moving in the direction of your purpose, dreams, and desires. When you are feeling anger, sadness, depression, and hopelessness, any feelings that give you a sense of physical contraction, then you are thinking thoughts and attending to things that are not taking towards your purpose or your dreams or your desires. This is feedback that is saying that you are off course. Your emotions are telling you that it's time to switch gears. They are telling you that it's time to think a more uplifting thought. Change your focus, change the channel, change the topic of discussion, and go do something different that will shift your energy and bring you feelings of joy and expansion. When you master the mind and you learn to control the thoughts that you think, then you can always switch to something that is positive, good, or right. Love is life, and if you miss love, you miss life. Since your vibrational state is what attracts the objects of your desire, it's imperative to keep your emotions as positive as possible. Strive to keep your emotions in the positive range. Feelings like joy, love, happiness, exhilaration, satisfaction, relief, pride, appreciation, relaxation, and serenity. These feelings will raise your vibrational level and create a vibrational match for the experiences that you expect to have when your dreams do come to fruition. Remember, like attracts like. That which is like unto itself is drawn. So by deliberately creating the positive emotional states that match the feelings we will have on the contemplation and fulfillment of our goals and desires, we are creating an energy field that will attract what we want. This is also why learning to respond to circumstances instead of just reacting to them and thereby managing your emotional moods is just really, really super important. So do the things that make you feel good. Be passionate, enthusiastic about life. When you feel emotions fully and deeply, you radiate more intense frequencies into the universe. The stronger, more intense your feelings are, the more accelerated the process of vibrational attraction becomes. It's absolutely essential that you find the time to do the things that you love to do and take care of yourself in this way, no matter how busy your life already is. Researchers are discovering that what you are feeling is actually far more important than what you are thinking or saying. Your emotions never lie. And this power, which I've talked about this in the past, but there is a higher power that runs into and through everything in this universe. And what it does, it connects with your emotions. Your emotions come from within, from your energy within. And when you have high states of emotion, good or bad, that higher power really responds to those emotions. So it's really important to be able to control your emotions. Your emotions never lie. They are the true indicator of the thoughts you're having and whether or not you're acting in accordance with your personal truth, your heartfelt desires. You don't ignore them or try to reason your feelings away. First, just notice them. If they're not in a positive range, hope, expectation, acceptance, appreciation, love, or joy, either release them or simply choose a better thought. This means choosing a thought that creates a better feeling, or simply changing it is what you're doing, or doing something that you enjoy instead. Go for a walk. Put on some music. Pet your cat. Take charge and just do something to shift you back into that positive range of emotions. David Hawkins says, everything you see happening is the consequence of that which you are. So one of the affirmations that I strongly encourage people to use, if you feel down or sad or depressed for any reason, it doesn't matter. We all have reasons why that bring us down. Someone may bring you down. Circumstances may bring down a situation. But the one thing that you can do is simply use this affirmation every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Now, don't just say it with a monotone. Say it with momentum. Say it with feeling. Say it as if you're trying to convince yourself with every cell of your being that that is true. And whether you're sitting in a room, a crowded room, with other people, you can say it in your own mind silently, and you can scream it in your mind to yourself as if you can just see yourself screaming and shouting it like you really mean it. Or you can say it out loud. Say it loudly to yourself. But if the more down you are, I say it out loud, scream it and shout it. And if you're really down, then your vibrational frequency is also very low. If it was on a measurement, if it was being measured, your vibrational frequency is measured by a technical instrument, it may show you as low as 35. And if I said to you, then just say this affirmation and say it loudly, then when your vibrational frequency is very low, you may have a very difficult time saying it. It's just like it just takes a lot of energy to even say it. Every day and every way, I am getting better and better. You know, that's the way you may feel like saying it, but every time you do say it, you're going to become stronger and your vibrational frequency is going to go up. And keep saying it until you can scream it at the top of your lungs, whether it's silently in your mind or whether it's out loud. Go stand outside and scream it to the universe. And I will guarantee you one thing, that if you do that, you will raise your vibrational frequency and you will shake off that bad mood, you will shake off that depression, and you can bring yourself up. It doesn't make any difference how bad the situation is. If you've lost someone very close to you, a loved one, even recently, when you say that and you repeatedly do that morning, noon, and night, you will bring yourself out of that depression. Depression is a good thing after the loss of a loved one. The grievance for a short time is actually very healthy. But once it goes beyond 3 months, it will start affecting your health, your life, and it was not healthy and it's not good. You're here in this world of the living, and as sad as it is to lose someone close to you, which I think is one of the worst depressions, bringing ones down is just having your heart stepped on, but I have seen it before my very eyes, a woman that could not stop crying when she lost her daughter. She couldn't stop crying, and she couldn't even take care of the kids that she had because she was so depressed. And I said, just scream it out, and if you do that, I will leave. I said, you want me to leave? Tears flowed down her face, and she nodded yes. And I said, you'll get your wish when you just say it. Before it was over with, she ended up, I made her mad enough that she screamed it. And when she did, she looked at me. She stopped crying. The tears stopped, and she said, I feel better. After she said it a few more times, I got her to scream it at the top of her lungs. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Say it like you mean it. Say it with feelings. Say it like you're trying to convince the world that you mean it with every cell of your being. Say it like your life depends on it to convince everyone around you that you mean it. And when you do it, you will bring yourself up, raise up your vibrational frequency, and when it's time to get back into the world of the living and get on with your life, then you'd better start saying it and say it loudly because it really works. It's really powerful. It's one of the oldest and most powerful affirmations in this world. And it works. And I've run out of time. If you would like to pick up any of my CDs, which you can get right now for only $9.99, you can download them right away by simply going to www.cdbaby.com/artist /Cheryl J. Savage. That is CHERYLJSAVAGE. Please look me up on Facebook. And I am on Google Plus now. I'm getting better. Facebook, and like my page, if you would, please. And you can follow the show. If you like the show, then please subscribe to it and like it. And thank you for joining me. I will be back on next Saturday in The Key to Power, and then on Sunday we're going to continue The Key to Living, The Law of Attraction. And thank you for joining me today.